With free next day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow, and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to Staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples. It's pro time. Orders over $49.99. Place by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the International Masterminders Blog Talk Radio Show. My name is Natasha Jugger, and I will be your host. We are the Young Millionaires in Action. We are so excited and energized this Sunday evening to be on the air with all of you. So I invite you to call, text, or email a family member or friend and tell them that we are on the air right now, or that they can join us via internet by logging on to blogtalkradio.com/masterminders or by phone. If you want to communicate with us while we're talking, you can also join us in on the chat room, or you can log on through your Facebook account. Make a comment on our Facebook page and let us know you're listening. Let me tell you a little bit about the International Masterminders Association and who we are interviewing today. The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and to hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, and creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. Successful people have plans, while failures never plan. Napoleon Hill once said, "Education, knowledge, and influence is more powerful than any exchange of money." For more information about IMA, visit us on the web at internationalmasterminders.com. We would love to say hi to the founder and president of IMA, Mrs. Ann McNeil, the master builder building masterminds. I'm sure she is out there listening with all of you and may join us at some point in time during this broadcast. Today, you are all listening to IMA, and our guest today is Roberto Hernandez, the Purpose Man, speaker, life coach, and mentor. Roberto can tell you, our listeners, who the Purpose Man is. Mr. Roberto, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Well, how are you doing today?
Oh, so fabulous.
That's great. Before we get started, I'm going to read your bio. Then I have a few questions, and if the audience would also like to ask you some questions, that would be great. Okay, well, Mr. Hernandez is an inspirational speaker and life coach. Roberto Hernandez was born and raised in Perth Amboy, New Jersey. He started engaging in his life calling at an early age of 18, encouraging and impacting people in his hometown. 8 years later, he was sent as a missionary and overseer to Trinidad and Tobago and Jamaica. After 3.5 years in those countries, he went back home and got a job in the fitness industry, working for 7 years as a general manager and another sales position where his leadership management skills were refined. Roberto founded Miracle Magazine, the goal of which was to spread encouragement by highlighting stories of medical, spiritual, financial, and business breakthroughs. It also targeted to empower people to find direction for their lives. Today, that publication serves the same purpose under the name Purpose Life Mag. Roberto is presently itinerating out of Naples, Florida, and travels both nationally and overseas. He helps oversee Naples Embassy in Naples, Florida, a learning center that assists people in self-discovery and gift development and equips them for effective influencing in their sphere in society. He is also a head network ambassador of Kingdom Community International and the Kingdom House Church Network, traveling and assisting leaders in the process of establishing embassies with the purpose of disciplining others. And with that, Mr. Hernandez, my first question for you is, what exactly is your life calling, and how did you know this is what you were meant to do at the young age of 18?
Well, at the young age of 18, I actually connected with my source, which is I started seeking the Lord. And the way I sought the Lord was I was actually asking questions. And my primary question was, why am I here? And I'm a big believer that when you are asking the right questions always attract answers. And that lines up with, you know, that very popular statement, if you seek, you will find. If you ask, it shall be given unto you, or you shall receive. And if you knock, the door shall be open for everyone who asks, seeks, or knocks, gets a response. And my question was basically, why am I here? What can I do? Who am I? Where did I come from? And where am I going? And this attracts circumstances, and especially a young individual at 24 years old, to give me some answers for the questions that I had in my heart. And it involved directing me and bringing me to a relationship with my source, with my creator, with God, through the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you. Another question I had for you would be, what was it like working as a missionary?
Oh, wait, in Trinidad and Tobago, it was amazing. It was like an experience at an early age as a bachelor that I was acquiring to prepare me for what I'm doing right now. I believe that purpose comes in phases, and 3.5 years spent in Trinidad and Tobago as a missionary in a third world country of people who were not of my native descent. I lived among Hindus, so therefore I had to really win their thinking. And it was a challenge because they were looking at me as an intruder, somebody coming into their home village, their hometown, and presenting basically another religion. That's how it looked like to them. And it wasn't until I believe that God orchestrated something where it's a story that I wrote called At the Right Place, At the Right Time. I actually assisted in helping a young 17-year-old man not to commit suicide. He was on the ledge of a building about to jump, and I was at the right place at the right time. And to make a long story short, I was on top of the building just a few minutes after I experienced the event, and I talked him out of committing suicide. And not knowing, I came out on the front page of the paper and the news, and the next day in my community, everybody accepted me with open arms, and they even cooked for me breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 3.5 untiring years.
Thank you. That's a great story. My next question would be, what kind of impact did you see yourself having on people? Well, in your ministry, like what type of impact, I guess, would you say you had on people through your ministry? Yeah, basically.
Well, the cool thing is this. Wherever I speak, I went to a youth conference a few years ago, especially about 3 years ago when I started reading on the information that I'm learning right now about, you know, how to discover your purpose and who am I, self-discovery and gift development. I was invited to go to a youth camp in Pennsylvania, and I spoke, you know, what I've been learning for the last 2 years at that time. And I started getting emails from young adults and even youths telling me, you know, thank you very much for sharing. Now I know what I want to do. And some of them will write things like, I didn't have the confidence that I could have been an engineer or a sound tech or, you know, or working in videos or attending Full Sail in Orlando, Florida. And it wasn't until I heard you speak that you built the confidence in me to go and do exactly what I was called to do, because I didn't believe in myself, and you helped me do that. Those are natural responses that I get.
Oh, okay. I would just like to remind everyone in our audience, if at any time you would like to ask Mr. Hernandez a question, please press 1. And with that said, my next question for you would be, what is the Naples Embassy and what is your role as an ambassador?
Well, the Naples Embassy is basically a group of professionals that came together. Trista is the owner of the hotel. She's the visionary. And her and I, she actually recruited me even before allowing this vision to unfold and including me in part of pioneering this work It's basically a group of us that meet at the conference room at the Bay Front End Hotel on the second floor, and we teach kingdom principles, okay? It's not religion. It's basically helping people discover the kingdom in them. You know, the message of Christ was about a kingdom, and we're all king, and we're supposed to have dominion, and that dominion is supposed to be in a certain area of gifting. So we help people discover who they are, their area of gifting, and how they can advance the kingdom through the very thing they love to do, their heart's desire. We present this and teach this in a very practical sense and allow people to go out and apply these principles in their everyday living and come back with stories, with testimonies. It's helping professionals or young adults and even children. We just started a children's department, where we help people understand these true principles of life wherein they can change their world, influence their sphere in society with the right message and the right method. Hello?
Hello, Mr. Hernandez. Hello, Mr.
Okay,
Hernandez. Are you there?
I am.
I apologize. There's a technical difficulty. I didn't mean that.
No problem.
Okay. There was a caller that had a question for you, but I'm going to ask one and then they're going to ask. But your statement, provoking people to pinpoint and pursue their purpose, how exactly do you do that?
Well, I do that, first of all, by creating an awareness that everybody has a purpose. There's nobody here just to take up space. We're not here just to exist, but we're here to live, and there's a reason why. And I create awareness by using, and depending on which environment I'm in, there's nothing that our created made that doesn't have a purpose or an intent behind it. And everybody is actually included because we're all marvelously and wondrously made. I do that first. I create an awareness that everything has an intent. Everything has a purpose, including people, especially people. And then I have some questions that I help people answer. That helps them identify their desires, their inward desires, because their inward desires are basically their desires of the heart, which is their wiring, the way they are wired. You can't ignore that. In order for you to discover your why, you have to understand the desires of your heart. And I also do that by allowing them to discover or study their design, their natural design, how they are built, their natural talents, their spiritual talents, their abilities, what they're passionate about. And these things are very important to take into consideration to help one discover their purpose. And I also do this by creating an awareness of their distinctiveness, which is their authenticity. Every single person on the face of the earth is different. There's not one person equally made to another. So I use questions like this, and then I also have them, beyond that, help them answer questions like, you know, what are my deep desires, what are my passions, why am I here, what would I rather be doing, what did I ever want to do, what did I always want to do for humanity, questions like what thoughts are persistent in my head, what dreams are recurring, what ideas do not subside. And what would I do, what would I be doing if money and resources were not an issue? And these questions are really to, sometimes you can't answer them right away. You need some private time, alone time, to really study yourself and write these things down. So questions like that are tools that I use and more. There's a lot more, but I can't go over all of them right now. Tools that I use to help people discover their purpose in life.
Okay. Well, right now we're going to go to our first commercial break. You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Masterminders Association. We are the Young Millionaires in Action. Our guest is Roberto Hernandez, the Purpose Man, which is a speaker who is a speaker, life coach, and mentor. You can listen to this and the other shows at any time on the web or join us live by calling into the show at 661-554-9219. If you want to communicate with us while we are talking, just press 1, or you can also join us in the chat room, or you can log on through your Facebook account. With that said, we have a question from a caller ending in 0970. Caller, you are now on the air.
Mr. Hernandez?
Yes.
We just wanted to ask you, how extensively traveled are you, and what churches do you go to if they're called as a speaker?
Could you repeat that again?
Yeah, how extensively traveled are you, throughout the States, globally, and where do you go in terms of churches to speak?
I understood that. Could you hear me pretty clear right now?
Yes, I hear you pretty clear.
Okay, wonderful. I only heard the last part, and the last part was basically, what churches do I presently go to speak, right?
Yes.
And the first part was, how expensive am I?
Do you travel globally, extensively? Do you travel globally?
Oh, okay, yeah. What I do, basically, like next month I'm going to Sweden. What I'm going to be doing in Sweden under the ministry that I work for right now, KTI, Kingdom Community International, is in Gothenburg, in the capital, we're going to start a brand new embassy there where people can actually take the same concept of discipling believers, because that's what we do. We disciple people. We just don't go out there and speak a message of salvation and get converts. We don't focus on converts. We focus mostly on students, like going into all the nations and discipling nations. So what we're going to do there is basically help community over there understand the teachings of the kingdom and how to influence the marketplace. We focus on getting brand new believers, people who've never been in, we call them the unchurched, people who've never been in church settings, and I mean this literally. I'm not just saying this. I know that there's a lot of people in Christian settings that say, we're reaching the lost, but I've seen with my own eyes and in my own experience, they're really reaching other believers, and other believers are responding to their message. But I'm talking about people in the marketplace, and the way you approach the people in the marketplace is by approaching them not as maybe a pastor or a prophet or an evangelist, but approaching them basically as a friend, maybe a speaker. You know, like Paul said, become all things to all people in order to win many. So I personally approach them like a life coach or an inspirational speaker, and I focus on helping them discover the purpose. Everybody is interested in discovering the purpose, and purpose is found in two places. Purpose is found inside of you in the product, but it's also found in the mind of the inventor of the product or your creator. So ultimately, I have to talk about God, and the way to get to God is through the Lord Jesus Christ. So this is the way I approach it, and I'm teaching people all over the world how to do it this way and how to build embassies in order for them to disciple a lot of these people in the marketplace. I've been to Sweden. I've been to Trinidad and Tobago. I've been to Guyana. I've been to Curacao. I've been to the Dominican Republic. I've been to Puerto Rico. I've been to Los Angeles, Florida, of course, New Jersey, New York. And I also have been to the Bahamas. I do travel a lot, and churches do invite me, but I like more speaking among people in the marketplace. Like Tuesday night, I'm going to be speaking in a business and a salon in Pembroke Pines, Florida. I spoke last week, and they want me to come back again this week.
All right, wonderful. You have mentioned my homeland of Jamaica.
Jamaica. I lived for 3.5 years between Jamaica and Trinidad and Tobago. So I know
wonderful.
What ackee and sawfish is, and I ate ackee and sawfish almost every day for breakfast.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You got it.
Thank you so much, Ms. Ebanks, for that question. Now, another one of our callers, Mr. Malachi, has a question. Okay, Malachi, you're on the air.
Hi,
Malachi, are you there?
Yes,
okay,
I'll
well,
you.
I guess
good evening.
You are?
Yes. My name is Malachi Monroe. I'm a fellow youth masterminder and a speaker. And listening to your interview, I find it quite interesting how you deal with such people, you know, across the world. And I wanted to know, what was one of your more difficult tasks, and how do you how did you get over that?
That's a good question. That's a very good question, and I have the answer for that, because there's one challenging task that comes to my mind. It was incredible, and it actually happened last year in Sweden when I went the first time. Okay, I went to the gym to work out with a few pastors, and as soon as I walked into this gym, I walked in there singing real loud. You know, I'm pretty much a good morning. How in the world are you? How's your day going today? And people in Gothenburg and in Sweden are not used to that type of personality. Everybody's very reserved and very private over there. So they were like, wow, where are you from? So, you know, of course, I told them I was from America. And then they asked me, what do you do? So this is really good. I told them that I was a motivational speaker. And then she said, and the young lady at the front desk said, you know, in what area? What area do you help people in inspiring them or motivating them? I said, in helping them discover their purpose. Everybody has a purpose. And most of us live life without a purpose, and we contribute to the wealthiest place in the world, the cemetery, because we never discover our purpose, therefore not being able to utilize our potential in our generation, in our lifetime, and we take all of that to the grave with us. So she was very interested, and she said, where do you speak? So this is my explanation. I told her I speak in public places like conferences, sometimes libraries, sometimes schools, and I mentioned all these other places. And then at the end I said, oh, yeah, and sometimes churches. I said, do you mind going to any of those places if I have an event in the next 2 weeks? She goes, no, we don't mind. But watch what she said. She said, what about coming to our home? I have 25 friends that I can invite, and we would love to hear this message. Okay? So we schedule a time at her home with 25 of her friends. Now, none of these people are believers. So watch this. 2 days prior to that Thursday, she calls me back up and she tells me, I went on your website because you have a publication called MiracleMagazine.com, and she said, I see that it's very faith-based. I hope you don't mind. None of us believe in God. So I thought that was quite challenging, especially teaching one of our young ambassador mentees on how to influence the marketplace. So basically she put up a wall right away, and the little mentee was like, what are you going to do? So it was very challenging for me, because at that time I took all my notes and I took out a lot of the verses and just kept the principles and kept the truth. We could still speak truth and give people practical principles without giving them the verse. So I managed to customize my whole entire presentation to this particular crowd. And that requires wisdom. You know, Paul said, I become all things to all people in order to win many. Okay, and we could do that. We don't have to be so stuck on our ways to get our message across. We need to be careful and have a lot of wisdom in approaching people. The Bible says, he that wins souls is wise. Okay, and it also says that if you use your old ways and you offend a person, it says that a person that is offended cannot be won, for their contentions are like the bars of a castle. So what I did was I just gave these people for an hour the principles and the truth, and I had them all around me, and they stood with me till 12:30 midnight. Not one of them left, and they were asking me at the end, okay, how do I connect to my source? And I thought that was challenging. And the challenging part was this. I really didn't know the outcome. I didn't really know how I was going to get through this or how it was going to happen. So I just trusted where God himself says, I send you as sheep among wolves. You don't even have to worry about what you're going to say. A mouth of wisdom will be given to you at that moment. So it was pretty challenging to just walk by faith, not know the full outcome of what was going to happen, but just trusting in God. And this is the way it's supposed to be. Somebody says this. Somebody told me this yesterday, that, and I believe this applies to a lot of us, that my friend, who's also a motivational speaker, he told me yesterday, Robert, you and I wing it better than people sing it. Or you and I could wing it better than other people can play it. You know what that means, right? basically, they're not really winning it, but it's basically relying on the spirit and relying on just having a positive attitude and believing in yourself and also believing in God that you could make this happen. You could change people's lives through your gift, and even if your gift at that moment requires assistance from above. I hope that answered your question.
Yes, it should. Now, is there a particular book or CD that you have that we can go place and purchase?
Yes, we're working on that actually right now as you speak. I'm actually at the hotel right now. We're working on my website. My website is going to be thepurposeman.com or robertoahernandez.com. You're going to find a lot of videos on there. You're going to be able to get free videos by signing in. And it's really cool. I'm with my designer right now, with my web designer, and we were actually recording before this phone call. And when I'm finished with this phone call, we're going to record again. So and give it another day or two, Paulo, is that right? Another day or two, and look at thepurposeman.com or robertoahernandez.com, and you'll be able to get anything you want from there.
Okay, great.
Okay, and yes. Any other questions?
Nope, that's it for me.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Malachi. Audience, I just wanted to remind you, if you do have any questions for Mr. Hernandez, all you have to do is press 1. Mr. Hernandez, I did have a question for you. What can we as young people do to help find our future that, as you say, is trapped inside of us?
Okay. Like I said, some of these questions, it really requires, and a lot of us don't do this, it really requires taking time to study oneself. It's very important. And in order to do this, you got to really find quiet time. It coincides with what the young Jewish rabbi from the first century, Jesus, told us. If you pray to your Father in secret, go in a closet, lock the door behind you, and pray to your Father, and your Father who hears you in secret will reward you openly. That's a principle, and that's a principle for every single person. That book that you guys are reading, Think and Grow Rich, that principle is in that book. It talks about Thomas Edison. It talks about Jefferson. It talks about all these great world changers in their big houses. They all had a private room where they spent time alone, and this is where the great ideas came. The great inventions, it came from a room in their house where they spend time alone. This is very important because in order for you to discover your purpose, remember, purpose is found in two places. It's found inside of you, and it's found in the mind of your creator. So it's very important for every single person. And these questions that I have on my website, they're actually from Dr. Miles Monroe, about 12 questions. They're going to be on my website. You're going to have them in one of my blogs. Look for the 12 questions for helping, for discovering your purpose. Take these questions serious, answer them, and do this in a real quiet setting, prayerfully, so that you can know exactly who you are, why you are, and what you can do in your generation. Those are the three major discoveries. So it really requires a desire to want to know. Desire is very important. Not just see, I learned that God gives us information, not just on a need-to-know basis, but on a desire-to-know basis. So it's important for us to take time to really study ourselves and seek the mind of our inventor, our creator. I'm going to just say this for young people. Chapter 12, verse 1 of Ecclesiastes, the wisest king that ever existed, said this to us. He said, "Remember your creator while you are young, lest the days come and the troubles lest the days come where you say, you know what, I have no pleasure in this." In other words, you could reach a place in your life where you say, you know, I wasted my time. So while you are young, remember your creator, your purpose, your destiny, the will and the intent for which you were created is in the mind of your creator. So go straight to your source and get some answers. Demand answers. Desire them.
Thank you. I have another question for you. Could you tell us something about the magazine that you have founded and why you changed the name from Miracle Magazine to Purpose Life Mag?
Okay. Well, one of the reasons I changed it from Miracle Magazine to Purpose Life Magazine, Miracle Magazine was great. A lot of people actually felt comfortable helping me sponsor it because of the name and because of what it was doing. I was actually focusing on using people's stories, you know, where they overcame crisis and they experienced nice, good miracles in their life to put it on a regular publication and use it to influence, to basically get the message of the kingdom in the marketplace in a very sneaky way, if you will, because I don't consider it, I never consider anything that I do Christian. It's not a Christian publication. I call it a marketplace publication, but it got kingdom principles in it. So I want to put it in the hands of people. I'm very evangelistic, so I wanted to put this publication in the hands of people who don't go to church and people who are just in the marketplace. But I want to present, like someone said, you know, Jehovah's not just Jehovah Nisi, he's Jehovah Sneaky. So I'll just put the principles in this publication and pass it out through the marketplace. The reason I changed the name was, and one real big reason was because I got careless with my domain. Somebody else got it, and they tried to sell it back to me for $1,700. So the truth was I was really debating in my mind before that I wanted to name it Purpose Life Magazine because I'm known for helping people discover their purpose, number one. Number two, I love the topic a lot. And number three, I think it's more suitable for the marketplace. Miracle Magazine still sounds a little religious. Purpose Life Magazine sounds like more purposeful and something that more people in the business, secular marketplace will want to put their hands on and even tell their story.
Thank you.
I hope that answered your question.
It did. And now we're going to go to commercial break.
Great.
Hello, this is Sharon Jackson. For more information about the IMA International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, www.internationalmasterminders.com, or on Facebook, International Mastermind Association. Follow us by liking our page. Again, this is Sharon Jackson, and our guest today is Roberto Hernandez, the Purpose Man. You have two callers on the line, Natasha. Mr. Vaughn has a question, and then Malachi has a question. We're going to open up the mic for Mr. Vaughn.
Good evening, everyone. I have a question for Mr. Roberto. Mr. Roberto, as a youth leader, someone that would like to inspire kids to get the most out of their lives and also inspire them as well to get the not just the physical part or the financial part of success, but also to be successful within their spirit. How do you motivate without crossing lines in terms of talking religiously, speaking religiously?
Well, it's important. There's a lot of static. Is that coming from my phone? Okay. There's a lot of static in the background. Okay, am I still on?
Yes, you're here.
Okay, is Vaughn still there? There was just a lot of static in the background.
Vaughn, are you still there? Yes.
Excuse me, I muted Mr. Vaughn. He can still hear you. It's just that I had muted his mic
okay.
In order for you to hear.
Okay. So his question was basically how to present basically this way of thinking without coming across too religious. That's a very important question. This is one of the slogans that I came up with. Attitude alters ability. That means that all God requires from us is an attitude to change our audience. And every audience is going to have a different customized presentation. And only the wisdom of God can help us do that. We don't approach every audience the same way. We have people in the marketplace where I'm going to be on Tuesday. This is all marketplace, a whole bunch of people from Miami, and they're all business people. So I have to have a different approach. And a lot of that stuff, I have the skill to do it, but I also need to depend on the grace of God to do it effectively. Very important, you know, that we don't get overconfident and think that we could. It really requires wisdom. Remember, he said, I'm going to give you a mouth of wisdom to do it at that moment. So what the only thing we can do is prepare ourselves in getting the right principles and in getting the right truths inside of us and getting prepared for moments like these. Every single moment is going to be different. I understand what he's saying perfectly. Sometimes you're going into government places like correctional centers. You're going into youth centers that want religion out, and I understand them. But we don't have religion. We have a kingdom principles. We have truths, and that's what these young people need. So basically, our approach is helping them think differently. That's all we're doing. We're not instilling laws or restrictions on these kids. They're already rebelling. But if we could help them think differently, we'll help them change the way they conduct themselves. So I'm going to suggest I'm going to be able to actually myself and Trista, my mentor, we're going to have on my website a video on how to influence the marketplace with the kingdom message. And you'll be able to learn a lot of principles. I'm actually going to be teaching on this on Sunday. We're going to have a lot of principles on this and for your learning. You could go over it, write notes, make sure you take notes and listen to it again, and this will help you influence whatever area in the marketplace that you're influencing without coming across not one bit religious, not one bit. Okay, it's very important. But it's also very important for us to understand that everything that we're talking about is kingdom principles, but there's a way to present it without coming across religious at all. Hopefully that answers your question.
Yes, it did. Now we have a question from Mr. Malachi.
Okay.
Mr. Roberto, I'm back again. My question this time is, one, what is the number of subscribers you have to your magazine, and how did you achieve and market your magazine?
Okay. How do I market? Well, what I did with the publication was I did 3 issues of it, and I did it here in Naples, Florida. What I did basically was I just got businesses to I shared my vision with them, what I wanted to do, because this is ultimately basically what I wanted to do with the magazine. I started it when the big recession started, right? A lot of people were losing their jobs. A lot of people were depressed. So I basically got inspirational stories from other people. I wanted them to tell their stories so that I could inspire people that are going through hard times in this recession in the midst of it. And when I presented that to business owners, they loved it. They thought it was a great idea, and very few of them said no. They said they'll back it up. So, yes, we'll help you sponsor it. That was the ultimate goal. What I did was, after this magazine was done, I just started myself. I did the distribution myself. I just started going up and down the main street here, the main avenue, Time Miami Trail in Naples, Florida, and I just started dropping them off in different businesses, and people just started getting their hands on them. I just made thousands and thousands of copies. I get my distribution, the printing company in Orlando, Florida, and just started putting them in businesses. I mailed some of them personally to friends, but I basically just dropped them off in businesses, in car dealerships, restaurants, and sometimes even some bars. One bar in particular has it, a pub, a sports bar. They have it right there on the counter. The owner is actually a good friend of mine. So basically I used it as an evangelistic tool.
Okay, now when creating the publication, how you said you started off just dropping it off to places, creating those thousands of copies, knowing, as a published author myself, knowing the cost it is to publish works like that, was there any kind of budget problems that you had with just printing thousands and not really having paid subscribers to the publication?
No, because I had no paid subscribers. It was a free publication. The way I was actually being able to afford it and collect the funds for it was through the very businesses that actually advertised in it.
Okay, now, with you, with it being a new publication, did any of the business ask you how big your audience was?
No, because I told them exactly where I was going to distribute them.
I told them it was going to be something local, and that's what I did, basically. That's why I'm making it more nonprofit than profit, because what I did, basically, is I shared the vision of what the publication was going to do for the recipient. I shared that more than what it was going to do for their business. Do you want to be a part of helping people and giving them inspirational stories in their hands, whether it brought you more business or not? So that's how I sold it. And I know that some people focus, no, you know, what is it going to do for my business? I probably didn't deal too much with people who thought that way. And some of them actually still back me up. But I focused more on, let's do something for the community. People need to have positive stories, and they'll read something like this. So so that's why the next one, Purpose Life Magazine, is going to be more nonprofit. The first Miracle Magazine was for profit. This one is going to be, the next one is going to be for nonprofit, because I want to focus more on evangelizing. I want to focus more on influencing people with a positive message, and the companies that want to jump on board to help me do that, they know what they're getting into. You understand?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I have another question for you. Oh, by the way, audience, just remember, if you have any questions for Mr. Hernandez, please press 1. Mr. Hernandez, do you work with young people also or just adults?
No, young people as well. My first conference, my first youth camp was in Pennsylvania. It was totally a youth camp with inner city kids from Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and New York. And I'm going to be doing some work in Pembroke Pines near you guys really soon. Some of these adults, actually, I like to work, and I think that I have the ability to work with young people and adults at the same time. I like parents to be present when I help young people discover their purpose so that the parents don't sabotage what we discovered about the young people. So one of the things that I'm willing and I'm going to possibly start launching out in Pembroke Pines in your area is a self-discovery youth center. I have it in my spirit. I don't know how it's going to unfold, but I'm walking in that direction. And the people in Pembroke Pines already know there's an awareness already, and they're willing to bring their kids. And remember, most of these people are not church people. They're people that I meet in the gym, people that I met at the salon, and people that I meet at Starbucks, and people that I meet in my everyday practical life.
Don't do this to me right now. That's it. I want to hear it.
Hello?
Dang it, dang it.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Hernandez. This is Sharon Jackson. Again, I'm going to have to apologize. There is a technical problem.
No.
What's going on? But I have a question too. You do have an interesting career path, and you work with adults and you work with youth. Now, the one thing you did mention that you have to find a quiet place. One of the things that I've found in the last few years is that there's so much background noise with youth these days until it is hard for them to – it appears to me that it will be hard for them to be able to find that inner self and that inner peace. You know, they're always – there's always listening to the music in their ear. It's not like it's background music. It's directly in their ear, you know, and they're always manifesting. And so I was wondering, how do you talk to them to bring them, to woo them into going into that quiet place?
That's good. That's a very good question. So what I do in that setting is when there's young people and usually not so much of a big crowd. You want to maybe have a crowd of 50 or less, even though, you know, you could still do it with a bigger crowd. But what I do is I have handouts. I have the questions on handouts. I made them very simple, very fun, and what we do is everybody gets a pen and we fill them out together and just make it fun. This will be a great place for them to start. When they go home, most of them actually ponder on these questions and they start affecting their lives days and even weeks after that session that I had with them. And those are the ones I write back and say, hey, listen, I think I know what I want to do. I think I know where I want to go, and I think I know my purpose. So that's a very good question because you're absolutely right. Young kids do not find they still have the music in their ears. They can't find the quiet time. So I do it. I give them handouts, and I have them fill it out while I ask the question and while I inspire them and create awareness that they have a purpose. Very good question.
Hi, Mr. Hernandez. Yes, thank you. This is Ann McNeil. Mr. Hernandez.
Yes.
Yes, and my question is actually a statement on behalf of the International Mastermind Association. I would love to see how we can partner with your organization because a lot of the work that we do with our youth, the vision is somewhat similar in terms of providing skills to keep them connected after you help them, determine their vision. And as you know, the older we get, our vision sometimes becomes clearer, and as we get closer to it, the how-to starts to show up, and that personal development starts to happen. So that's where we see the opportunity for the mastermind concept and the different reading and different strategies that we use to work with kids. So we would love to have a conversation with you off the call, of course, to see how we can work together strategically.
Sure. This thing that I've been thinking about in the Pembroke Pines area, it's really blessed because on last Tuesday I was speaking at my sister's salon in Pembroke Pines and a whole bunch of people came out. And tomorrow I'm going to speak there again, and not tomorrow, on Tuesday, and even more people will be coming out. One of the guys that showed up is a wide receiver for the St. Louis Rams, and I've been encountering a lot of athletes lately. So I'm thinking of having them come aboard and helping us and talking with the young people. One of the things that I really, really feel in my heart that I have to get done is a youth discovery center. I think the first one will be in that area of Broward in Pembroke Pines. So you guys definitely came to my mind as far as what we can do to work together. And I don't have the full picture yet. I think this is all unfolding as I walk. But I definitely have you guys in my mind, and I appreciate the hunger of the young people. And I appreciate the whole think and grow rich, because it's the thinking that we have to influence. You can never influence somebody without influencing their thinking. So I think you guys are, I think this is amazing. And I say I don't know is because I don't know where you guys came up with how you guys emerged, but it's definitely on target. And I've met Vaughn. Vaughn heard me speak at a church, and he connected me with you guys. And I'm really, really very, very impressed with the Masterminds Youth International Association. Very, very impressed. I can't believe that you guys actually exist. So I definitely see us working together. I don't know how it looks yet. I can't really talk ahead of what God is allowing to be unfolded, but I definitely see us working together.
All right, thank you, and thank you, Vaughn. All right, that's it for me.
With that said, we're on to our next commercial. You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Masterminders Association. We are the Young Millionaires in Action. Our guest is Roberto Hernandez, the Purpose Man, who is a speaker, life coach, and mentor. You can listen to this and other shows anytime on the web or join us live by calling into the show. If you want to communicate with us while we're talking, just press 1, or you can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account. Thank you. We do have a question from one of our audience members, Ms. Ebanks.
Hello?
Yes, you are calling on air.
Ms. Hernandez, I was wondering, do you go into high schools and middle schools and work with the kids there, the youth there?
Well, I have been. I just went to two schools in the Southwest Florida area. I just came from Orlando, Florida, and one of my best friends actually met one of the presidents for all the Orange County schools in Orlando, Florida. I think I'll be introduced to him pretty soon, and I'm open to it. I just haven't been invited to many schools yet. I don't know how that looks. I'm open to this big time because I believe that the youths need the message that I have. But one of the things that I really focus on is starting brand new embassies, teaching adults how to influence the people in the marketplace and young people in order for them to get this message in their own area. But I am very much open to schools.
Are you talking about high schools or middle schools? What age?
Both, especially high schools.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much, caller. With one of my questions, I guess would be, can you, like, besides me reading your bio, is there any other things you could tell us, the listeners, more about yourself?
Besides the bio? Let me see. I forgot what I actually mentioned on that particular bio. But, on the bio right now, I have not mentioned going into business places as a motivational speaker and helping people discover their work beyond their job. That's a topic that I'm really fascinated about right now because I'm basically helping people discover what makes them come alive, and one of the reasons that they're not profitable or productive in the workplace is because they have not identified their why. And a lot of employers need to also ask the right questions and not manage every single employee the same way, but managers and leaders need to coach each of their people differently. I'm also teaching principles in the workplace on one of the reasons we can coach our employees well is because we're too buddies with them. And another principle is how to assume personal accountability, and things of this nature. I'm basically helping people, in a nutshell, discover the work beyond their job in the marketplace. So marketplace inspirational or motivational speaking is one of the things that I really have not mentioned in my bio.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
With that said, I do have one. Well, I just want to remind the audience, if you do have a question for him, please press 1, but we are wrapping up the show pretty soon. And with that, I just have another question. Besides an example of you saving the man's life who was about to jump off the ledge, during your career or your lifetime, are there any other stories that really stick with you or things
Yes.
that you have done or places that you went?
Yes. In my hometown, my first 8.5 years, I stood in my hometown, and I really I began getting teachings from a Spanish organization. I didn't really want to be in a Spanish organization. I wanted to be in an English-speaking organization because I dominated English better than Spanish. But, you know, my ways are not God's ways. My thoughts are not God's thoughts. I had to adhere, and I had to submit. So to make a long story short, this is the word that I received. I have a lot of people in this city, therefore, don't be afraid to speak to them. So I'm going to teach you how to dominate the Spanish language. That's what I felt in my inward man that the Lord was telling me. I'm going to teach you how to dominate the Spanish language because I have a lot of people here. So usually when you have a gift, when you are given something, it's not for you. It's for the people that you're supposed to serve in your generation. So I went about doing what I was called to do, which was, you know, influencing people, talking to them, and helping them discover their purpose. There was a former drug addict who is an evangelist right now in Camden, New Jersey, one of the worst cities in the United States. There's also another guy that I influenced who was actually drunk when I found him, and right now he's pastoring a church in Camden, New Jersey, one of the worst cities in the United States. There was another guy who was a businessman who came into the church setting where I was working, and he wanted there to sell life insurance to the leader of that church. And today, he is a businessman and I coached him, actually, you know, I discipled him. He's a businessman, owns a few businesses, has 5 children, got married to the right woman, and he's excelling as a businessman in the marketplace right now. Those are just a few stories. Another story that just recently happened was, this gentleman allows me to talk about him wherever I go. His name is Bob Pinocchio. He's actually the former drum player for Daryl Hall, John Oates. He came to one of my meetings. He's 62 years old. And after he left my meeting, he was asking God, what is my purpose at this age? And he said that it came clearly to him where, you know, he was a former drummer and a present businessman. So he created a business called drummingupbusiness.com. And now he's a motivational speaker speaking throughout the whole entire nation. And this happened within 8 months after coming and attending one of my meetings. So there's a lot more, too, actually. You'll see pictures on my website of me influencing some people in celebrity status.
Thank you. With that said, I would like to remind everyone that we are the International Masterminders Association. Visit us on the web at internationalmasterminders.com or Facebook, the International Mastermind Association. And also, just remember to join us January 11th and 12th for our annual retreat in the beautiful Oklahoma, Florida. And also, we do have one question from our caller before we wrap up, ending in 9209. Caller, you are on the air. Hello, are you there?
We have 3 minutes to the end of the show, and Natasha, this is Sharon Jackson again. Would like to ask a question if I may.
I couldn't hear that. Got a back
this
connection.
I'm hearing the static. I really apologize. Well, my question is this, that, again, with the youth, I heard what you said, and I am interested in how you encourage the youth to dig deep into their purpose, because that is what I've been finding. There's a lot of issues regarding, you know, my friends. I don't want people to want me. I don't want to be bullied. I don't want this. I don't want that. And that is a big issue in the school system. I have to remind you, we only have 2 minutes left, but I think that's an important conversation to have, the last 2 minutes of the call.
I didn't understand a word. I'm sorry. Bad connection.
Okay. I'm really sorry, too, and I've been hearing an echo.
Yeah, that's a bad connection. I couldn't really hear what your request was, your question was.
Host Natasha, can you hear?
Yes, I'm here.
If you did you hear my question?
I cannot. There's a lot of noise going on.
Try it again.
Okay, I unmuted my phone again in the hope that I might get a better question, a contact. There is now only a minute and 7 seconds left. Can you hear me any better now?
I can.
Okay. Maybe we'll have to take this up at another time, but what is very important is to follow up on something that you had said before. And you had talked about people not following their purpose because of not being liked, because of being bullied, because of a lot of things. That is a major issue in the school system and of youth, early teens, middle school. And at some point, I'd really, really, really like to see how you have addressed that with the people that you've been talking to.
At the end, I really couldn't hear it very well.
Okay.
Could you email me that question? And I
will
write back.
Email. Yes, sir.
Yes,
I will
email
it.
I will answer
you now have 39 seconds.
Thank you. Well, we would just want to thank our guest, Mr. Hernandez, for being with us on the show today. And I am Natasha Gebler. We are the Young Millionaires in Action. Join us November 4th at 5 p.m. for our next radio talk show. Thank you for listening and have a blessed evening.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Ready? Okay.
We got paper. Yes, we do. Rifle, notebooks, pencils, glue. We got crayons, every hue. School supplies for your whole crew.
Target's got everything you need to ready, set, go back to school.